Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am very excited to have Christina Rodriguez, Vice President of the Data Platforms Group and General Manager of the Wireless Access Network Division with me. Welcome to the program, Christina.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure talking to you.
So, Christina, I'm excited about this episode. This is a topic that's quite interesting to me, and it's how our infrastructure at the edge of the network is evolving, something that is very much your focus on a day-to-day basis. Why don't you just start with talking about what are the key things that we're looking at for the network edge and how it relates to evolution of radio access networks?
So a lot of excitement around that. We're living fascinating times in technology and the industry. And of course, when we talk about edge, we have to talk about 5G and we have to talk about edge. They're very, very connected. And we see the build out of 5G, we will see the build out of the edge. As we know, with 5G and the data explosion that we'll see coming, there will be new use cases that will be possible, and many of them around very low latency and high reliability. So when we talk about that, in order to satisfy those requirements, we have to look at bringing the compute and the analysis closer to where the data is generated. And that's precisely what it means building the edge, is bringing that compute to the edge closer to where the data is generated, so we can compute, we can analyze, and we can disposition that data right there closer to the user, making possible very low latency and high reliability. So what we're looking at is the network and bringing virtualization, right? If we look at what has happened in the cloud for the last decade, right, the cloud service provider has taken virtualization to the cloud, have been able to tap into almost unlimited amount of compute resources, and at the same time benefit from all the server volume economics. We want to look at that and bring that kind of cloud architecture and that type of cloud business into the entire network, from the data center, the core, and the edge. And of course, part of that is something that I spend a lot of time on, it, which is the radio access network and everything that is happening around making possible an open RAN, virtualized RAN that brings flexibility and scalability and agility into the space.
Now, of course, what we're talking about here is an incredible market opportunity for the industry. I've heard upwards of $4 billion in 5G infrastructure revenue in 2020 alone. And obviously, providers are looking for ways to deliver these new capabilities with a efficient and scalable foundation that takes advantage of industry standard technology. Tell me about Intel's perspective on delivery of solutions in this arena, and how do hardware and software come into play in the investments that we're prioritizing in market?
Yeah, exactly. You are absolutely right. Gartner is predicting $4 billion in 5G infrastructure just in the revenue, just in 2020. And Intel, we are very well positioned in this space. We continue playing a central role, truly working with TEMS and communication service provider and really the entire ecosystem to provide a consistent architectural foundation for compute, storage, and network that goes from, again, the cloud network. And in the RAN evolution, precisely, we are in a truly unique position to deliver solutions that go from our SoCs and custom solutions that allow us to tailor to our customer needs, to our virtualized reference architecture. We have what we call FlexRAN reference architecture, which is an architecture is based on our Intel Xeon scalable processor. and it runs on it and having a tremendous success and momentum is the opportunity to bring the server technology and the server innovation together with the software that we enable with our ecosystem partners, and just give a really consistent platform where the applications can run in a very programmable and agile and a scalable way.
So when you look at the types of customer environments that we're targeting for these solutions, can you provide some perspectives on where you see solutions materializing? Is it simply with comm service providers? Is it in private network deployments? Maybe a little bit of both. And tell me a little bit about what's coming in 2020 in terms of Intel's portfolio to address these new capabilities.
Sure. So we're leading with our technology in all types of deployments. And one of the things that we are going to see with 5G is that there are going to be multiple deployments. This one size doesn't fit all. So we're going to see distributed deployments. We're going to see integrated deployments. We're going to see centralized. We're going to see fully cloud native deployments. And there are many examples in the last few months. So in the macro space, in the micro, in the small cells, in the private networks, in indoor and outdoor, it's everywhere, right? And we have a couple of examples that we have announced recently that I can mention. For example, recently during Mobile World Congress in Los Angeles, Corning and Intel announced a strategic collaboration to accelerate the availability of 5G in-building network solutions that could scale from a small to large venues and enterprises. That's an example. So we're working together with them to deliver a virtual platform for Corning's 5G network solutions powered by our second generation of Intel Xeon scalable processor and using Intel FlexRAN architecture. That's one example. There is also, for example, if I can mention some other assets, an in-building network. We also have another example recently, New Jersey's American Dream. This is the massive shopping and entertainment complex in New Jersey. They are using an outdoor deployment with JMA wireless XRAN, also powered by a standard Xeon processors and certified on-go architecture. This is the private network, one of the nation's first FCC-authorized commercial deployment using the new CBRS shared spectrum at 3.5 gigahertz. But if I continue mentioning things, last week we have TIP Summit, the Telecom Infrastructure Project, has its 2019 summit. And again, there was tremendous momentum, very healthy, very vibrant ecosystem, and there was many announcements there. MTN, for example, one of the largest telecommunication companies in the world, announced that it's set to deploy 5,000 Open RAN sites in Africa using parallel wireless Open RAN. And I can go forever, right, just mentioning all the announcements and all the momentums that we are seeing right now in the industry.
Now, obviously, we're also talking about an upcoming solution codenamed Snow Ridge to address wireless access. How does that fit within this broader conversation? And why is this something that's unique coming from Intel?
We are super excited. This last Mobile World Congress Barcelona, we announced a Snow Ridge SoC. And at that point, by the way, we announced together with two of our customers, Ericsson and ZTE, we announced a Snow Ridge. Snow Ridge is our 10 nanometer SoC that extends Intel architecture into wireless access base station. And this is for 5G and edge computing. So again, our partners, our base station partners are already developing 5G systems leveraging this device. And we're super, super excited. It's a 10 nanometer multi-core SoC with integrated networking acceleration, targeting 5G base station and broader network solutions. Is going to be massive deployed very soon. We are launching officially on Mobile World Congress Barcelona 2020, but we believe it's going to be a market lead and it's going to be a tremendous success. And we are very, very excited about this. Again, having Intel architecture into the wireless access base station.
Now, obviously, this brings new capabilities from a silicon portfolio, but tell me about how we're investing in software in this space and why this is so critical with the advancement of deployments for service providers and then customers looking to deploy these types of use cases at the edge.
Yeah, so as we know, right, we have a very strong, and I'll start there saying we have a very strong portfolio and very strong CPU roadmap. And with that, we have Intel Xeon processor scalable family, and we have Intel Xeon processor D product family, and our Intel Atom processor family. In addition to the CPUs, we have FPGAs, and we have custom logic ASIC, and we have memory and Ethernet world-class technology. But when we put all this together with our software libraries, now we help our customers to meet their wide range of network workload under the most demanding conditions, from edge to core to cloud. And we work with the entire ecosystem, and we have our Intel Select solutions, and we have the collaboration with the entire open source community and just the software community and software vendors that give us that protocol stack that goes from a very flexible data plane to the virtualization layer to a specific solutions, a specific targeted applications that help either edge application or a visual cloud application or just a segment application. It isolates the entire idea to have open standard interfaces that isolate the dependence, that isolate the complexity of the lower layers and offer standard interfaces to the upper layers so the developers can really concentrate on their specific applications, right? You don't need the application, the developers don't need to understand complex cellular technologies. We extract all that from them, and they can concentrate on their services, and just very similar to what happened at the cloud service, making it easy, making it very easy to put together an application and to deploy, develop, and deploy an edge service, for example.
That's fantastic. Well, Christina, thank you so much for the time today. I only have one more question for you. If folks want to engage with your team and the broader networking team at Intel to learn more about the tools and products that we're delivering in the marketplace and engage on delivering of solutions, where would you send them for more information? And if they are actually looking to actually do a POC or deployment on some of these new technologies, where else would you send them to engage with your team?
I would say to go to intel.com network and start there. There is many resources there. We have our Intel Network Builders program. We have our Intel Select program. We have contact information there. But of course, we are very committed to our partners and our ecosystem community, and we welcome everybody's input and collaboration. So absolutely, I encourage to go to www.intel.com/network.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the program, Christina. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Alison. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.